Hey guys. Okay, so let me start this way. At the risk of sounding like a broken record, why did I choke? I'm sorry. And I'm probably gonna say that like a million more times in the course of this journey, and that's okay. So, I want to start first by saying to everyone who watched my video overcoming the fear of death, thank you. I don't have the words. Like, I'm someone who has words, but I don't have the words for this. When I recorded that video, I won't say it was an afterthought, but I didn't think it was going to be as valuable as it has turned out. And to everyone who watched it, everyone who was helped by it, to everyone who shared, who liked, to every one of my new subscribers, new listener, wherever, whatever platform, because of that video, thank you. And welcome to the family, to the community, or whatever it is we built here. I really just wanted to help someone somehow with what I knew in my heart, in my head, in my soul, what I felt. And it turned out doing that, and I'm just so grateful for that. So thank you to everyone who watched that video, who followed, who shared, who liked, whatever interaction you had with that video. And I'm glad that it was able to help someone one way or the other. If I have not replied to your comment, forgive me. I think you would understand that I might not be able to respond to every single comment. But I will still keep putting out content to help myself and you. Make no mistake, my content is first of all a means of helping myself, or a means in which I have helped myself, and then I share it with you. And that brings me to the reason of for this video, right? This is kind of like a reintroduction. First of all, I think I say a lot of first of all. Let me start like this. Anyways, Savannah. First of all, since I think it was December 2021, but I'm just going to start, you know, with January 2022. So I'm just going to call it a year and like few months, a year and like 5 months or so. The past year and 5 months have been a healing period for me. Like, it has been amazing, mind freaking blowing. But really, in the past 4 to 5 months, that's when the real healing has, I don't know if I should say has begun or has come or is happening. Whatever the word to use is, you get my drift. There's so much ado about spirituality, and there's so much spiritual fluff out there, you know, all around healing and stuff like that. And the real work is so much more gory and gross and painful. And oh my God. And I haven't even fully stepped into it, funny thing. But I'm stepping into it, and I'm realizing, I know I've been healing all this while, I know I've been learning and correcting myself and learning lessons, but boy! Ha! I didn't get the words. You know, it's like month after month, I look back and I'm like, who would have thought I would be listening to this kind of content? Who would have thought I'd be thinking like this? Who would have thought I would want some of the things that I now want? Like, your life can literally flip in like a week or a month. You can change in like a week or a month when you learn to unlearn things and relearn. And in the past few months, I have been on a healing journey where I have had to address myself, be truthful with myself, address my demons, my flaws, my shortcomings, and tell myself I have to change it. And I have cried so many times wondering, can I even do this? And I have stood up again and said, well, at least you die trying. Other people, like, it is a journey I am on, and it is quite the journey. And in this time, many things have become clearer to me, have felt more certain, have felt more like a peaceful understanding, resolution, acceptance, identity, essence, whatever. And one of those things is this, what I have been trying to do for years. The people who have been watching my content on whatever platform may or may not know, even people who may know me may or may not know this, but I am called. My soul demands of me, my essence, my being. I am called, I am dragged towards impact, impacting people, impacting the world, in the sense that I have had my own trauma, pain, experiences, and I want to share that. I want to help people heal. Helping people heal through mindsets, through my experiences, through making sense of it all and finding better ways to think that can make our lives better, make our lives happier, help us live happier, healed, and, you know, just live life better generally. And for so long, I have been struggling to name my podcast the right name, you know, struggling with the social media content creation and studying this and studying that. Niche down, thumbnails, kiniko, name your podcast a name that's going to fit your niche and blah, blah, blah. And these are all great tips. But I have just finally come to a point where I'm like, right now, those are not the tips I need. Those are not the things I need to focus on for me in particular. This is not about making money, so those are not the things I want to focus on. And trying to focus on those things have brought me a lot of confusion, displacement, uncertainty, etc., etc. So I'm just going to do my thing, right? I'm just going to record content. I'm going to share my heart with you. I'm going to share my experiences. I'm going to share my pain. I'm going to share as much of my pain as I can. I struggle with fear of sharing so much out there, fear of what my family will say, fear of what people say, fear of just sharing so much. But I believe I am called to share my pain to help others. I believe that's my calling, that's my purpose. So I'm going to try as much as possible to share as much of my pain as much as I can with you, and share everything else with you. And this is not me telling you, oh my gosh, I figured it out, like I've got the solution, I learned it, let me show you, let me tell you. No, this is me telling you, boy oh boy, am I learning, am I healing, am I trying to figure this out? And I want to do that with you. When I learn it, I tell you. When I hear it, I tell you. When I watch it, I tell you. When I think it, I tell you. When I implement it, I tell you. When I cry, I try to tell you. It's me telling you that I'm on a healing journey. I'm trying to fix stuff in my life. I want to curse a little bit. I want to say the word shame. But anyways, I'm trying to fix it. I'm on the fix. And as I'm fixing that, I'm learning with you, because whether I like it or anybody likes it or not, I have accepted that I am a very expressive person. If I feel joy here, I want to scream it to the world. I want to tell you guys I'm so happy. Look at this. If I feel pain, I want to do the same thing. But as an adult, and because of safety and censure, I have to learn not to overshare my darkness. And when I'm sharing my darkness, to share it in a constructive, positive, educative way that benefits other people, not in a destructive way. But my joy, I'm going to share my joy all day long as much as I can. And so when I learn something, when I'm fixing, when I'm working, when I'm healing, I'm going to share it with you guys. And that is basically my purpose. That is basically the direction of everything I'm trying to do, everything I have been trying to do. And so I have given up on making the best out of my packaging and media and naming and blah, 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 and thumbnails. And I'm just going to put it out there in whatever way it comes. Take it. Learn the lesson from it and move on. And on that note, I'm not going to change the name of my podcast. I thought about it. Like I said, things have become clearer. My path is becoming more defined, clearer for me, more solid. And as everything gets solidified, I just realized that On The Fix is perfect. Maybe it was the Holy Spirit that told me to name it that in the first place. On The Fix is perfect. So I haven't really needed to change the name of my podcast. I changed from The Fix to On The Fix. Pretty much the same thing, but On The Fix is perfect. It's fine, at least until the Holy Spirit says change it. Yes, you might hear me say a lot about the Holy Spirit and God and my religion, Christianity, and my faith, because that's another part of me. I am gonna share a little bit more exclusively, or just a little bit more, as much as I can, because I want to attract the right people to me. I want to be what is in my heart, right? Anyways, that's just by the way. So maybe it was the Holy Spirit that told me to use that name in the first place. And there has really not been any need to change it. and so I'm not going to change it. If you do want to check out the podcast, even the previous episodes, check it out on all your podcasts, wherever you get your podcast, On The Fix. That's it, On The Fix podcast. So this journey I have been on, and like I said, I struggle with fear. I struggle with fear of what people will say, not in a validate me kind of way, but like, oh my god, people who know me in a certain way. So when they see me start to put out content, they probably be like, oh, this one self don't join life coach, this one self don't join motivational speaker. I beg you, and everybody want all motivational speaker for this life. For my non-Nigerian followers, I just said, so she's also a part of motivational speakers. So this one is also a part of motivational speakers or life coaches. Everyone wants to be a life coach, right? That's what I just said. But I don't care, right? I want to get rid of people who know me but don't want to let go of the me they have known and embrace the new me. And it's not really a bad thing. Some people just won't fit into this new disposition, and that's fine. But I just need to let that go and get the right people around me, mentally, psychologically, and around my social media space. So basically, this is a reintroduction. My name is Fawn Peter. Prior to now, I would introduce or identify myself as an author, host, TV, radio broadcaster, or whatever. In the process of healing, I have adopted new things, and now I'd much rather identify myself as a healer, someone with a soul that seeks to bring light, love, and empathy to, oh my god, I feel like I'm about to cry. I am about to cry. Just saying that makes me feel somehow. This is one of the things I'm struggling with. Not struggling, but this is one of the things, well, maybe struggling. I'm struggling with as regards my healing, because it's like I have to become a person I am deep within me. I so deeply want to be. I am in my head, but can't like be out loud. I can't physically say. I can't physically express. And it's just, it brings me, because right now saying that felt like my throat wanted to lock. It felt fake. It felt like, why are you trying to be all deep? But one part of me is like, just do it. Stop letting that critic in your head stop you. Stop letting that imposter syndrome. Stop letting the word and the voices of the world and everybody stop you from doing it, right? But anyways, back to this. This is a reintroduction. My name is Fawn Peter. I am a, you could call it wannabe. I am a healer, wannabe healer, coach, a soul that wants to bring light, love, healing to people, because I have been through my share of pain and trauma, and I'm healing from that. I'm learning, I'm growing from that. I'm making the best, most amazing, better life out of everything for myself, and I want to share that with you. I want to help who I can help, however I can help the person. And so I am headed towards becoming a life coach, mindset coach, mindset counselor, healing coach, trauma, I don't know the word. By the way, disclaimer, I am not a professional, please. I'm not a psychologist, at least not yet. I'm headed towards that, but I'm not yet. Whether or not I become certified or whatever, it doesn't even matter anymore. I do want to become certified. I'm going to go back to get like a master's in psychology, get my certifications and work. But whether or not that happens, I still have a soul that can share, I can help, and hopefully save somebody from one or two things. Help somebody from one or two things. Shed light on something for someone somewhere, and help make someone's life better somehow, somewhere, sometime, whatever part of the world, right? That's me. And I have a TikTok, I have a YouTube channel, which you might be watching this on if you're watching in video form. You might watch clips of this on Instagram and on TikTok. However, I do have a TikTok, I have a YouTube page, I have a Threads handle, and I have a podcast. You can search for me on all those platforms with the name Fawn Peter, either The Fawn Peter or Fawn Peter. I like to keep it simple so we don't have to do too much searching. So Fawn Peter. Search for that on all those platforms and you will see me on podcast platforms, wherever you get your podcast. So this is just a raw video saying hi to you, apologizing, coming back, reintroducing, telling you how things have been with me. I've been on a healing journey. I will tell you all about it, and I will give you all I have within me in hopes that it could help you somehow, somewhere. Meanwhile, this is healing. this is life. This is creating the best life I could create for myself. And join me on that journey as I learn and share with you. Once again, thank you for watching Overthinking the Fear of Death. And if you have not watched that video, go watch it. It just might help you or someone. I love you guys, and I will see you on the next video, whenever that is. Once again, apologies.